this drag, all this drag. You the pity fuck, get me out my head. All this drag, can't show you no love. You still want some pussy, now I show no love.
From August 3rd to 9th, CJSF will be celebrating Pride Week. Do you identify within the LGBTQIA2S+ community? Do you create visual or literary art? This can be painting, drawing, photography, poetry, etc. Then consider submitting an original piece to us through Instagram DM at CJSF Radio by August 3rd to be featured on our story. In your message, make sure to include your art piece as well as a short blurb about what Pride means to you. We will be posting at least one art submission for each day of Pride Week. Stay tuned. And you were just listening to Fall by Nivrim. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I keep thinking, what should I talk about? Well, I have been thinking about, I've been watching Gossip Girl recently, again, for like the third time. And I knew this from before, but I recently remembered that Penn Badgley, who plays Dan on Gossip Girl, actually converted to the Baha'i faith. And when I was younger, I was sort of part of, I would say, like the Baha'i faith, sort of loosely. You know, my family was like interested in it, and I was a child. And so, you know, I would go to like youth groups and things like that, and I met some friends through it. And, you know, I don't know much about it because I was, again, a child when I was part of it. But as far as I know, the Baha'i faith is a faith that was created like not that long ago in Iran. And now, you know, Baha'i people are being persecuted there. So I probably shouldn't even be talking about this. But, you know, fuck it, I guess. So, yeah, like I was sort of reading on it. And, you know, seeing what, you know, being Baha'i means and things like that. And I think, you know, it's not necessarily about being Baha'i, but I've always been very, very interested in different religions and cults. And I understand that cults and religions aren't the same thing. But to me, they represent, you know, this idea of belief. And believing in something so much. And I know that there's a huge difference, you know, cult behavior is dangerous and, you know, can be, can be very dangerous and violent. And it's not something that, should be taken lightly, and people who are part of cults are victims. But there's something really interesting to me about, that idea of, you know, believing in something so much that you'll devote your whole entire life to it. You know, again, I've never really been a very religious person. And, you know, even though my, my parents are both, they were both, I guess, born Muslim. My dad converted to Christianity later on in life, but I, you know, they never really imposed anything on me. We never went to church. We never went to mosque, there was nothing, you know, religious at all about my upbringing, except for some, I guess, traditions, you could say, and beliefs, that, you know, passed on through, Islam, especially. I was never really introduced to the idea of like, you know, God and things like that. And, you know, I was told that, God exists and whatever, but it was never really pushed down my throat, for lack of a better term. And I'm really growled. I'm really glad. I'm very grateful that, you know, I was able to inform my own decisions. And it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being brought up with religion. But it's something that, you know, I've never really experienced, even though I did go to some youth groups for Baha'i faith and things like that when I was young. Again, it was never really imposed on me at all. Like it wasn't something that we actively practiced at home. It was more so like a social gathering and, oh, like, let's say some prayers, you know, alongside this. And I've always really, yeah, again, I've always been interested in the idea of like belief and devotion. And I think that's the reason why I've always been very, very into astrology and tarot and manifestation and those kinds of things, even though I don't really understand them to its full extent. And I haven't studied it, you know, to its full extent whatsoever. I think it's always been something that's been more safe to me because, you know, as far as I can understand, a lot of, you know, Abrahamic religions, which is, you know, the only kinds of religions I'm really savvy to, don't always include, you know, queer people, and specifically queer people, right? I don't feel comfortable or safe being in certain spaces, you know, seeing as I am queer, and I don't really know, you know, which churches or mosques or you know, whatever other religious gathering places would accept me, being open and things like that. And so I feel like astrology and those sorts of those sorts of beliefs are more open-ended and it's more inclusive, right? Like anybody can believe in the planets. Anybody can believe in, you know, the moon and the sun and, you know, whatever, and and water. And so I think that's really informed the way that I see life. I think as like as a young person, as a 19-year-old, and I'm sure that my beliefs will change and shift as I grow older. But yeah, I've always really yearned for, I think, mostly a sense of community. Because, you know, I've always had friends growing up and things like that, but never a place where I could really call home outside of my own home. You know, even with this problems and things like that, I do have a home. But yeah, that sense of community has always sort of been lost on me. And, you know, whether it be like a gymnastics team or a tennis team or Bible study, you know, I've always sort of yearned for that. And I think there, you know, it's for multiple different reasons, because I was sort of picked on as a kid and I want to like replicate some sort of like, I don't know, elementary school fantasy I had, and things like that. But I also think it's more than that. I think that, you know, I feel like, I'm really interested in the idea of believing in something with so much conviction. I think it's really admirable, even if I don't always agree with the beliefs that people hold. If they're hateful, I'm not going to endorse that. But I'm just talking about general belief in life and death and, you know, things that are natural in the world and for humans. Anyway, so that's my little spiel about my grappling with my spirituality. I feel like it's probably time for me to sleep. Again, I'm recording this the morning that you're listening to it, and I have not slept yet. But I hope that it's around like 3:30 right now. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all enjoying the sun. I think it's going to be very sunny today. Yeah, so the first song I'm going to be playing after the break is Will You Love Me Tomorrow by Smokey Robinson. The next one is He Loves Me by Brittany Howard, So Blue by Prince, Heaven by Jamila Woods, and Overthinking It by Willow.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show,
and a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Now I lay me down to love you tonight. But will you feel the same in the morning light?
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love so
sure.
Oh, so dead.
but we Christians are not ever intentionally miss church.
Now you're gone. Summer never comes.